that rolling? Okay.
I'll make a motion that if we're all set, that we nominate Joe McMahon as the temporary chair for this meeting.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, let's get started. Thanks for everybody coming. We got a quorum here. So we'll start with the first thing is to approve the minutes for the July 29th meeting.
Make a motion.
John Graziano makes a motion to accept them.
I second that one.
Seconded by Jeff. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed.
Can, Jill, go ahead and give us your best, quickest rendition of the year-to-date financial statements.
Okay. I've got the October and year-to-date financial statements. They were emailed to the board on November 21st. Just to kind of summarize it, year-to-date revenues are slightly down from budget, but up substantially from last year. And that's primarily due to the VLT, the additional 0.25%, and the market origin credits that are new this year. The awards are all down from what we had budgeted and slightly down over the prior year. Admin and promo expenses are relatively consistent to prior year and to budget, slightly down from what we had anticipated. The Zweig Memorial and the Finger Lakes breakage are both based on a percentage of revenue and are reasonable to prior year and budget numbers. Hearst Enrichment as well is coming in right in budget and the same as the prior year. And currently we have a net, positive net position, which will be addressed later on in different items. If there's any questions on this schedule or any of the supporting schedules that were sent out, I'd be happy to go into more detail on any of the items.
Okay, I'd ask for a motion to accept the financial.
So moved.
Seconded by Ed Kelly. Motion was made by Howard.
Joe, I don't want to prolong it, but I just got to say, these financials are great. We're actually getting good stuff. So
we got good numbers. Well, that's probably why we're able to approve it so quick, because we see these things on a regular basis now.
Yeah, and you're all welcome to any time you have a question when you receive a monthly report. Feel free to.
Just a quick question, please. You can put up with my motions. At the July meeting, wasn't that when you appointed the governance committee? Okay, I didn't notice it on the thing. I was in attendance of that, and it's not on the minutes. So I just wondered.
Well, we can amend the minutes.
I'm sorry.
Okay, we.
That's my error. Sorry about that. I will.
Yeah.
I will amend that.
Missing from the present.
Thank you.
Okay, so on the financials, we have a motion made by Howard, seconded by Ed, to accept them. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Motion carries. Okay, on item five, we proposal to amend purse enrichment for the 2014. This is the audit committee chair, myself, thing. This was the audit committee met with staff on several times since our last meeting, and is going back as far as last January. We were we had approved an additional spend as be needed in the fall. So we approved a spend. We just need a board approval for it.
Can you reiterate for me what the details of the enrichment?
The details are of it is that this purse enrichment is used for Naira and Finger Lakes.
Right, I understand that.
And the last year, the same as this year, mm-hmm. we didn't appropriate as much money. We decided not to send it out until it was needed. Mm-hmm. And there's a need for it to send an additional $500,000. That'd be $300,000 to Finger Lakes, $200,000 to Naira.
To be used.
To be used. In New York bred races. we were able to really improve that whole position with that. We got regular reports. So.
So she, you answered her question, I assume, because she walked out, so.
So I guess so, but just for everybody else's.
Hey, Charlie.
Notification, hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
We did get regular reports from Finger Lakes about how they were spending the money this year. We really got a much better reporting system going to Jill and to Tracy, so that worked out much better. And, you know, this is basically just a.
It's basically you had committed early in the year.
Committed the money early in the year.
An additional $500,000 if we had it. Otherwise, it was going to just stay the same as we've done in previous years. It's been a good year, they need the money, and so the motion on the table is to approve an additional $500,000 in person enrichment payments to NIRA and the Finger Lakes with 60% going to Finger Lakes and 40% going to NIRA.
So you need a motion or do you have a motion?
Well, I don't, should we, should we wait for Jackie to come back in since she had the most?
In all honesty, come on, I mean, this is ridiculous.
I mean, she didn't say, is she coming back?
Sorry.
Jackie was explaining, the details are, it's an additional $500,000 payment in person enrichment. They have a need for it, and it gets split 60% to Finger Lakes and 40% to NIRA. So there's a motion.
So it's the same dollar amount that is always distributed between them, or no?
Yes. What it is, remember last year, we didn't know if we had enough money to send it. So the audit committee followed our income stream so that once we had it, we could send it.
Yeah.
So we have it.
Okay.
And that's why.
Okay.
Yeah, so I make the motion.
I second the motion.
Any call for a vote on it? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstains? Okay, the ayes have it. So you can take care of that right away, get that checked.
Yes, yeah.
Because I know that there's some people waiting for it up there.
Yes, if you could stay after and sign some checks for us, too.
Item six, this is basically a housekeeping issue. This is, you know, just the yearly thing that we do to pay the awards out at the full amount and to pay the supplemental award after the audit comes in, which is usually done in January. Usually we're done with that.
Actually, they do it in March, the outside audit.
On the supplemental part. So we can approve this right now. We know we have the money for it. We're in good condition that way. There isn't any reason not to do it. And in fact, the biggest reason to do it is who knows when we're going to have another meeting. Last year, we went from January until July before we ever got a meeting. So this is something that keeps the breeders of the state all, make sure their money goes to them and to approve the supplemental award at whatever level Jill and staff decide it can be paid at, which I think is what, about 10%?
We're looking at 10% across the board this year. And that's kind of varied in years past. I think last year, we were unable to pay any supplemental. The prior year, we actually were not able to pay out 100% of the awards. So it's based primarily on the additional revenues we have from the VLT and the ADWs this year.
Yeah, so to give further detail, Jackie.
Slowly here, let me tell you.
I'm totally, she knows it's good. The Breeders Awards are down this year.
Right.
And which is a first, I think, in several years for the fund. So because of that, they earned less frequent awards overall, which allowed the fund to have money to basically pull back into their 10% back to them. And that's really all that's happened. But it's been a few years since this has been the case, and it's primarily due to the last three, four years ago, where our fall crops, American bread, were significantly down, and now on the racetrack, we're seeing the outcomes of that. So
I'd just like to add that since the there's enough money available, that there's not a whole lot of intrigue, because it's, you're not leaving the stallions out, you're not leaving the owners out, it's across the board to everybody. Everyone's getting the same deal of the whatever extra money, so.
Can I ask a question? So at the last meeting, this board as it can do by statute, unanimously agreed to increase the awards cap for breeders' awards up to the maximum permitted by law. We didn't, this board didn't do that for the other two categories of awards. Is that needed?
No.
No, we're not hitting the cap.
Still underneath, okay.
Good question.
So everybody?
And it's clear this also depends, Jackie, I think you're out when we said this, it would depend on the outside auditor Toski's final report in March, so it wouldn't be paid probably until April.
So I'll craft a motion if that's okay. Make a motion that the fund pays a supplemental award for 2014 calendar to fullest extent possible based on our revenues for the calendar year across the board, evenly distributed across the board to stallion breeders and owners awards, and to be paid after the final audits are done in the 15 calendar year. Does that cover?
I think that covers it.
Cover.
So that's a motion. Second?
Second.
Second by John. Vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Jackie, are you voting?
Yes.
Okay.
Any opposed?
Can I just ask a question?
Sure.
When could we, we obviously have enough money, we're talking about paying a supplemental, pay the whole back.
January.
January?
Yep.
Right, that's our first year.
And then my question was, on your motion, the verbiage on it, the audit would be completed, but if it indicated that we couldn't, I think we need to put a qualifier in that motion.
Correct.
Subject to.
Subject to. To the audit approval.
Sound audit or something.
Exactly.
Sound audit.
Thank you. Do we revote on that, or do we not?
All right. What do you think, Kyle? Do you need?
Might as well. We're being recorded, we might as well, right?
Read it back, please.
Or I can state it if you wanted me to state it.
Yeah, I was taking sort of shorthand notes.
So, the motion is, on the floor is, for the fund to pay a supplemental award for the 2014 calendar year, evenly distributed to all three award types, stallion, owners awards, breeder awards, to the fullest extent possible based on our revenues for the calendar year, which will be paid back and is contingent on the audit being completed, the outside audit being completed for the fund in the spring of 2015.
I think you got it all on that one, Jeff. Okay, so let's have a second again.
Second
by John, and a vote again.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstained? Motion carries. Okay, Tracy, give us a report on item 7.
Okay, I think most of you are familiar with that we've had software, our present software, since 1988. We had approved to spend to rewrite the registry and the award system, and along the way it became very clear to me that we also had to have included in this a farm aspect where I can have, you know, the schedules automated, easily read, where we'll have increased participation of breeders to enter information into through the farm system, that we will have batch input of farm data by a file import, and we'll have improved accuracy and timely resolution of differences with jockey club information. We've recently done a very exhaustive study of our foals, and so we know that there'll probably never be a 100% matchup between the mayor's bred reports and the foals that result. Because once a mare is bred, she may leave the state, she may die, she may be barren. We get horses coming into the state after the end of the year, and they turn up in our fall crop. However, it will take an approximate $115,000 in additional money to complete the software rewrite because of this inclusion of the farm aspect in the system. So I would need, you know, one of you to make a motion that we approve the higher spend, the $115,000 additional.
So moved. Second?
I have a question.
I'll comment on it.
Well, we can vote.
Just where is this money coming from? Is this to be added to the budget of next year? Or is
Jill can explain, because it's...
At this point, we've reached... we've done our initial...
We've come up with the blueprint.
Yeah, so that these items are capitalized, so they would actually become a part of the balance sheet. So it's not actually in the in an expense. It's not an expense item. What will happen is once the software is up and running, then there'll be an annual depreciation charge, so that will become part of your operating expenses.
Okay, right. It's software capitalized over like over your time. My comment is that this is something that's been needed for a decade more to be done. This is software that's archaic at best, that the fund has had, staff has had to deal with. It should address registry compliance, registry process, and it should really help the fund do its job, and it's really going to make a difference for the field people to make sure that the integrity of our program is what it is for mares and foals here in the state. And from the breeder standpoint, that's the most important thing that the fund can be a part of, is making sure that when we're stating a New York bred is a New York bred, well, it really met all the requirements mm-hmm. to be one. And this is exactly what this software is going to allow the fund to do. So I just wanted to make those points about that. And additionally, it might be worthwhile for members of the board to be involved with this process somehow. I think it'd be worthwhile because we're redefining how the registry would work with new software.
We've basically done that with what we've come up with a framework, so that is done. But anyone is welcome to listen into the meetings that we have with the Jockey Club, so you can find out in more detail how it works.
Why don't we? I think that we should have oversight into this thing, and I think that the expertise of the board members here, as far as having always been involved in these registration processes and stuff, could lend some good stuff to this. So I'd like to make a committee here, an ad hoc committee, to work with Tracy and staff on this thing. I'd like Jeff to chair it, because Jeff's got tremendous background in these type of things, and he's really very, very good at it. And I'd like to get some other folks. Any volunteers for working with Jeff? This probably will be phone meetings, not...
No, it's you. You're in Saratoga. It's easier.
Well, I think there should be a couple.
There should be a couple of people. I mean, I'm glad to. I think it's important to sit in on this thing. So Jeff, Billy Wilmot, myself, John, you do.
John
will be part of it too. So that gives us lots of people to bounce ideas off on this thing. If
again, the committee members will be Bill and John, and you too, Joe.
I won't bother with as long as Jeff and Bill and John are there, okay. And I'll just probably come and bother you. Okay. So
I don't think we have a motion.
We do have. We need a motion to spend.
Yeah.
The 115.
I made the motion.
Yes, it hasn't been seconded.
So now we can vote on that.
I'm in favor.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Motion carries. Okay, Bill. Item 8.
Okay, the Cornell Zweig Memorial Fund had its annual meeting on Wednesday, the 12th of November, and Thursday was the actual business meeting, and it was held at the Ruffian Center, which is the Cornell has recently taken over that facility, and it's quite an event. There were some lovely presentations made from past grant recipients and current applicants, and tour of the facility, which is terrific. New York State should be proud that we have a facility like that available to both racehorses and show horses, any horse in the area. At any rate, I have some of the handouts here so that if anybody wants to take a look at them after we meet, I know we're on a tight schedule, I have them here. Bottom line, and I have the financials which I'm sharing with Jill, but here's the bottom line. The Harness Fund contributed about $300,000, and the Thoroughbred Breeding Fund about $390,000. This is projected for 2015. This is the budget. So that comes out to just about $700,000. So that all goes, there's a little bit for admin and promo, but essentially there was over, there was almost 800,000 that went out in new grants, and these are for veterinary researchers at Cornell, faculty members. There's no program like it in the country. It's allowed Cornell to attract, maintain the best and the brightest, and I have some of the grants here that were approved, and I'd be glad to talk about it after the meeting at length if anybody had any, had interest in that. I've been on the Zweig committee actually longer than I've been on this committee, and I'm very, very impressed with and proud of the work they've done. Any questions on that?
Okay, thanks, Bill.
Yep.
Okay, Bill, you got number 9, too, right, as the committee chair.
I'm putting my hat out. A year ago, at our December meeting, an ad hoc committee on promo advertising was created, and I was made the chair, and Jeff and Joe McMahon are on it. And it's been a very interesting and fruitful year and a great learning process, and we've worked very closely with Tracy, and Jill has also helped out with it, and we've done some new things, and I think fine-tune some of our strategies, and I think we've also managed to, I like to present it that we, the program, are a coin with two sides, head and the tails, and NYTV is one side and the fund is the other. To that end, all of our print, or virtually all of our print stuff, both NYTV paid for and fund paid for, has both logos on it, and they're live. So if you click on it online, it'll take you to either site. We've worked up some nice relationships with several of the prominent publications in the thoroughbred world, and we've also done a couple new things. We had a deal with Channel 10. We did some advertising. You'll still see it if you look on it. Those were baby steps for us. We're looking to move in a slightly different direction on that. But another thing we've done that's new, which is something we're very proud of, and that is we are sponsoring two Thoroughbred Aftercare approved. That's a national organization that approves aftercare for Thoroughbred racehorses or former racehorses. And there's two in New York State that have been qualified, and that's the Akindale Center, founded by John Hettinger down in Pauling, and the Purple Haze Center at Finger Lakes. And so we've given, not given, we have sponsored events that they're doing, signage, all that good stuff, for $25,000 each. And this is a real great statement that we are trying to be responsible about breeding horses in this state, that we will do something to set an example that when these horses are done racing, try to find them a second career. So that's a thumbnail of what we've done. Now going forward, we've already had a budget approved. And one of the things that our committee did this past year is we kind of were slow getting started because we really wanted to see where we wanted to spend the money. Consequently, we didn't start a lot of our spends until the year had gotten started. But now we're running on a full head of steam. So you've got in front of you a page that shows three proposals which are over the $25,000 that we were approved in July to spend up to $25,000 at our own discretion. But these are spends going forward which have been approved in terms of the money by the budget, but they're over $25,000. First one is the Thoroughbred Daily News for $100, and the second is Horse Racing TV for $60, and the final one, the Blood Horse, that's both online and print, for $54,000. As stated, these monies have been approved, but this is because individual spends are over $25,000. So I would welcome any questions or discussion on this, but I'm making a proposal that we authorize these three spends at over the $25,000, which needs board approval.
This is for 2015?
For 2015, that's correct, going forward, yes.
On the Akindale and the Finger Lakes, was that $25,000 apiece?
Yes.
It was $25,000 apiece, yes.
When do you expect that to go up?
I'm sorry?
When do you expect that will be done?
That was in 14. That was last year.
It was
2014.
Basically, what we did, Ed, is we saw kind of, we had a little cash left over, and kind of like the supplemental for the breeders, and we did, and that's what we did with it.
Good, yeah.
His motion is for next year.
Right.
There's three line items that are the most important industry advertising agencies that the fund needs to be a, must be a part of.
So anybody want to second it?
I second that.
Okay. Discussion, any questions?
What, I think it's just worthwhile to mention, our spends with these places this year was quite similar, I believe, correct? A little bit less for a few of them.
Yeah, they were a little bit less, but they've always been major.
Right.
Yeah.
So these are the three entities the fund advertises with every year and should be because of the three most prominent industry media outlets for racing and breeding. And this is money that we spend every year with those outlets. So it's more of a formality for our proposal. I second that motion that Bill made to.
Any questions or discussion?
We'll call for a vote on that, to accept that.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstained? Motion passes.
And we're looking forward, the committee is looking forward to exploring some new things this year. And at our next board meeting, we will have more things hopefully to report as far as a promo for the fund. That's it, thanks.
I'd just like to add that I think the spend for the horse retirement was a very good start on things, and I think it shows that we're interested and we're trying to do what we can, and for a long time we wrestled with how could we do it, but it's basically a promotional spend that they're promoting the fund for us.
So. She's doing very well now in Akendale.
Yeah, I think it's important to have that in the minutes so that, you know, people can see that the fund is using these outlets to promote our mission statement, which is the responsible breeding of quality thoroughbreds, as well as the improved quality of thoroughbreds. And so by using these two entities that are approved by Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance, you know, shows that we're being careful too about where the money is going that we're using to promote the program. And, you know, I think everyone likes the notion that they're respecting thoroughbreds after their racetrack careers.
Okay, the next item is new business. And the new business, just everybody go back for a minute to the July meeting. We spoke about the quarter horse money a little bit. We talked about it and we asked council for an opinion on it, on what we should do with it or what we can do with it. So council was asked to research it under racing law and see what we could do with this. And Kyle, would you give us a report on that?
Sure. So this is obviously a curious circumstance that this breeding fund is holding about $53,000 of money that was originally allocated to the quarter horse fund some decades ago.
Yeah.
And we've been holding it, sort of, you know, we haven't been spending it, we haven't been doing anything with it other than just holding the money. And the issue came up of what to do with it. And when I took a look at the statute, you know, after the last meeting, what I noticed is that there's certainly an argument that the Office of Racing Promotion and Development, you know, Charlie here, might actually have some claim to this money because the statute in Section 1201 of the racing law says that the Office of Racing Promotion, you know, breeding and racing, Office of Racing and Promotion.
Close enough, Kyle.
Yeah. shall administer the New York State Quarter Horse Breeding and Development Fund Corporation, which is a bit of an anomaly because that entity doesn't actually exist, but the statute does at least put that into, at least arguably, into the jurisdiction of the office. And so it would seem to me that they would have a better claim to that money than this breeding fund does. So What I would suggest is that this breeding fund take action to take that money and actually pay it over to the Office of Racing Promotion for them to, for that office to do with it as it deems appropriate. It seems like that's the natural fit.
Well, this thing's been a long time coming, and everybody's looked for ways. This board, as long as I've been on it, this comes up once a year. What do we do with this money? And we've always been told we can't do anything with it. So that's why it sat there for anybody who needs historical background on it. But with the legislation which was passed that created that new entity, it's in statute that that's where that money should go. So I don't know if we need a motion. I think we should have a motion to do something with it, if you want to discuss it more.
Maybe we need to find out if Charlie wants it.
I'll bring it up to Rob that it was discussed at your board meeting, and that general consensus, I'll give Kyle's opinion to Rob and let him
Because of the infrequency of our meetings, it might be nice to just get it done.
Well, we can make a motion contingent.
Yeah, contingent on that. What do you think, Charlie? Yeah.
Make the motion contingent upon the acceptance of the Gaming Commission.
Yeah. That makes sense to me. Yeah.
Okay. Somebody want to make that motion?
Go ahead, Jeff.
The motion would be that...
A lot of motions.
I can't make it, but...
I'll make a motion that we send a letter and...
to ORPAD.
To whoever it is there, saying that this money exists and that we believe it's theirs and we're going to send it to them unless we hear differently. Send it to them.
That's fine. Okay. Got a second?
Second.
And a vote? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstains? I'm sorry, I didn't hear
you. I just said I have an item for under new business.
Okay,
not really
go
new
ahead.
Business, it's kind of old business. I'm still remain a little bit concerned that about the $25,000 threshold for kind of discretionary purchases under the ad hoc committee on advertising. I wasn't able, I know council has looked at it, but there is section 2879 of the public authorities law that $5,000 figure is in the law. Now I don't know whether you can still take actions for expenditures above $500,000 without approval.
Above $500,000?
$5,000 without approval of the board, but I think we need to take a look at procurement and how it should be done properly. And I did pull out something that from an old file from the fund where you had procurement contract guidelines that is in the law and we should be approving them every year. So I'd like to revisit that topic and until we get a legal analysis of that section of the law that, Bill, I don't know how this affects your timeline on new expenditures, but I think we should have that read before we make any more expenditures over $5,000 without board approval. It may be nothing, but the number is in the law, so.
Well, the procurement guidelines are a little bit different when it comes to having to purchase advertising, on in horse periodicals. For example, if you're going to buy a car, there are a lot of car dealers you can choose from, and the OGS sometimes can line you up with cars that fit your bill. But when it comes to advertising and periodicals.
No. Procurement guidelines pertain to advertising services and goods. The state procurement guidelines pertain to both. And so advertising is, I'm not a procurement expert, but it is categorized, I believe, with goods and services. So advertising, I know we're doing some stuff in the agency with advertising. We have to follow the procurement guidelines, and we have a limit on discretionary actions. I'm just not educated on it, but I think it's worthwhile for the board to become educated on it.
I can take a look. When this issue came up at the last meeting, I didn't have the public authorities law in front of me. So I need to take a look at that. I appreciate what Jackie's saying. I mean, if in fact it's in the statute, then that obviously would. I'm sure it is, but I need to look at it.
We took up that threshold, but just the fact that the number was in there made me keep me alarmed.
Well, I think there's two different issues. You're talking about procurement and board approval. I think the board approval is when you adopt the budget, you do that. Procurement, you have to follow the guidelines. If there's set guidelines, that's certainly something. But you don't bring every procurement back to the board of over $5,000. Once you set that budget, that's the money they have to spend, but then they have to file procurement guidelines. It's like your agency doesn't, you know, that's the way it works.
When we do a contract, we go to, go through the procurement process.
Right, right.
And we have to send it to OSC. I mean, it goes through a whole process. I'm just not familiar with authorities. And I'm not comfortable, you know, taking actions until I'm better educated and I'm not an attorney, you know, I need a legal analysis, that's all.
Yeah, I think what she's questioning is the procurement guidelines, and I think it's legitimate.
I will look at that.
In fact, we do need a. Okay. Yeah, it's hard to get Gail Thorpe's time, but she is an expert. If you can get her, you know, there's no one better in the state to go to. She's on the fifth floor below me.
But I do have, just FYI, I do have it pulled from an old file. I don't think since, you know.
You have a copy of that?
I don't know when the last time you have looked at this. I mean, I've only been back in, on the scene for 6 months, whatever. I don't know how long it's been.
We have procurement.
Seems like a long time.
I don't think it's been looked at since.
Yeah, I mean, we should look at it.
No, I've never seen it.
Actually, one of the things we need to do, the governance committee, one of the things they're charged with is before the first board meeting of the year, they're supposed to review all of our policies and then recommend to the board which ones, you know, should, can be readopted, which ones need to be amended.
And we have been doing that for quite a while until recently.
You know, and things move fast in this area, in the area of ethics and procurement. It's moving very fast, so I'm not sure.
I know we have procurement guidelines on our website, whether they're those same ones or different.
And to be clear, the board was under a program of checking its policies annually and updating them by board action. And I don't know when that was last done, but it was probably done about 2 years ago, I guess.
So would it be appropriate to have a motion that the governance committee should review our policy and at the next meeting
they need to review all policies.
Make a recommendation, or how do you want to do it?
That sounds good, but I think I would like a council opinion on that $25,000 without board approval, and I'd like that reflected in the minutes. I would like a council opinion on it.
Okay.
Come back.
I will.
And you want
but
to
again, I just wanted to clarify, because I think we're talking about two different issues. The reason why you're talking about the procurement process, which I agree with you 100%. This board took an additional step and said anything over $25,000 in the advertising, we wanted to take a look at it separately, no matter how it was procured.
Right.
So, you know, when you set a budget, the board has set the budget, and then the staff is obligated to follow the procurement guidelines to procure
right.
the stuff. This board, that $25,000 number is only because this board wanted some input on the advertising moving forward,
right?
Not the process itself.
Well, also,
no, I'm not saying
I can,
the process.
Yeah,
I'm just saying
yeah.
the dollar amount in which we can act without going through the process. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what that threshold
right.
is. That's
right.
all.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, you know.
All right. Yeah. So you can report back to us on that.
I can. Yeah.
Okay. Is that okay, Jackie?
Yeah, that sounds good.
So that'll be an agenda item that Kyle will report back on that at our next meeting.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And you know. If there is anything else that goes on, we'll contact everybody about that particular thing. Any other new business?
Yes, continuing with the new business, governance committee met, and Joe and I, the chairman and I, met with Jill and Tracy to go over the staffing an everyday office business and the reference to all positions and the staff members. General discussion about everything in the agency here with reference to how things are handled, how things were done, and Julie did a great job in explaining a lot of it. Joe and I came up with a decision that that Joe would speak to Tracy, reference to Tracy supplying the chairman with employees' evaluations, so we could be seen by the board, and aiding the board to come forward with approving increases if there's warrant. So I think that's the main topic of the governance committee meeting.
When you say to the chairman, you mean the chairman of the governance committee?
No, the chair.
The chair of this meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
The chair.
Who's also on the governance committee? Okay.
Okay, so that's what we spoke about the other
day.
Yes, yeah. Asked you to do that. So I don't think that's not anything. That's just FYI, everybody, that we're moving forward on that.
Yes.
I feel like I should introduce Steve because he came into the meeting late. Steve Lewandowski? Lowenstein, sorry. Lowenstein. Lowen. Stein. And you're from which department?
Budget.
Department of Budget. Do you have any questions, Steve?
No.
Okay. So any other new business from anyone? Mm-hmm. So I would ask that we'd set up meeting date in 2:15. It's usually a good idea to meet in February so that we get the final financials for the year. Tracy, Jill, what are you guys thinking for a meeting? Anybody?
Maybe.
I mean,
Historically, you usually have had a meeting in February, except when we've been without a chairman, in which case, you know, we haven't been getting the regular meetings.
I thought we talked about March.
I was going to say the audit is usually done by the external auditors the first week in March, so we usually have a pretty good idea by the middle of March.
No, excuse me, Jill, but they're not usually done by the first week in March.
No, the actual, they're physically at our office.
Yes.
To complete the audit.
Yeah.
The audit.
Because sometimes it's a little bit,
pushed
to get them to finish.
When do you think it'll be? When do you think? What's your best guess?
We'll have the external audit reports before the end of March. So I would think probably towards the end of March would be a better date to approve the.
How about the last 30 in March? Last Thursday in March?
I would rate that recommendation because it's also after the OBS sales are done, which I would So there's 4 weeks in March. The last week, the last Thursday, the 26th of March.
I won't be able to make that.
That week?
That week. Or the week prior.
What about the first,
I could
April 2nd, which is the first, first week, half week of April. April 2nd is a Thursday.
Yeah, I could do that.
Is there a problem? We need to file our audited financial statements with the authority budget office by the 31st of March.
Right, and it's supposed to be reviewed by the board.
Prior to the.
Yeah.
So the 26th would be a better day.
Well, is there a different date?
Does that need to happen in a board meeting?
Yeah, does that have to happen in a board meeting? And how come, I mean, the outside audit will barely be done. How can we get the board to look at that between the 20?
Yeah, they didn't look at it this year until July. So, I mean, I think as long as it's sent by email to all the members and maybe asked for any kind of opinion.
Well, what do we do if we get, I guess we have a majority that approve.
Well,
it's
an audit of the fund done by a third party. It doesn't necessarily require board approval.
No.
It's
we could do it at an informal meeting.
Well, let's set up a meeting.
You can't do it at an informal meeting.
I don't think you have to approve. What do you?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's not an approval item.
You accept it is what it is.
Yes.
Review it is what it boils down to. Why don't we go for the try for the first week in April? That give everybody time, and it really doesn't have anything to do with making the thing with the budget office. It doesn't have anything to do with that.
No, but by that time you'll know. Your situation for, giving fuller awards.
Right. So why don't we? What's it look like? April 2nd. Jeff says. How about everybody?
Let me.
Got a problem with that right now? And if they do, let us know later.
Let me just ask this: if I do the review, when I do the review that Jackie has requested, and if it comes back that in fact board approval is required for any spend over $5,000. Is that going to put the advertising committee in a bind?
Yeah.
To not have a meeting until April?
Yes, it'd be like last year when we couldn't do any spending.
Yeah, we don't start spending until second quarter of the year, basically.
You know.
And we lose some opportunities.
No worries, then. If there's no worries, there's no worries.
Well, there's no worries, that's not an issue.
I'm wrong, everything's good.
No, you're not wrong about the procurement. It's the board approval part of it that it's, I mean, the guidelines, that's not.
Right.
It's different.
I think it is.
I mean, regardless, the guidelines stay right here. The award of any procurement contract in $5,000 shall require approval of the board. This is the guidelines. At minimum, this needs to be revisited and modified if we took action last year.
I think that's very old.
Yeah, but what's in place?
Well, but that would have been amended. But assuming that there's no $5,000 restriction under the law, okay, for a second, the action that this board took at the last meeting would have the effect of overriding that guideline. That's a guideline of this board. This board, assuming the law permits it, can amend that.
Right.
And so I don't think we need to be concerned about that guideline.
Right.
We need to be more concerned about what the public authority's law says.
Right. Exactly.
Now, the rule for me, Jackie, is I cannot spend over $5,000. It's the same limit it's been since 1973. So, any.
That's fine. I didn't have any issue with it before, but I just want to make sure everything's good.
Yeah, that's fine. That's good, everybody.
We're subject to OSC, and we get calls about, you know, I don't want, all of us, if we do something wrong, are vulnerable, okay?
Yep.
All of us.
So, all right, the meeting date. Then, Kyle?
So I might have to get back in the meantime.
You might have to get back. We might have to amend it so that we can take care of the advertising, which has to happen. I mean, that's a major part of our whole responsibility is the advertising. So we can't stop everything for that. So even if we got to meet by phone or something, we're going to have to meet as soon as.
No, a phone meeting doesn't count as a board member.
You have to have.
Well, the audit committee can meet and.
You'd have to have an open meeting.
We have to have.
Whether people can join by phone. People can join by phone, but you have to have an open meeting.
I mean, it won't take you long to take a look at this, will it? I mean, you know in 2 weeks or something whether this is an issue or non-issue.
So why don't we set that date then after we hear back from you, Kyle?
Yeah.
Okay, is that all right, Jackie? Thank you.
So no dates?
No date is set for right now, and we'll notify everybody. Tracy will notify everybody about that as soon as we can.
I have to tell you that I do send out, you know, emails, and I send out the calendars. And there's a lot of people who are good about getting back to me, and there are board members who never get back to me. And so I just want to go on the record as saying it really would help me administratively if people respond to the request, like when we're having a meeting, to.
On the record.
Yes.
So I would make a recommendation to following that up, that.
Give me a call.
You should contact the board members that have not responded and find out the best communication channels so that they can see it. If they're not receiving.
Something.
A new email address, a new phone number.
Or sometimes it's an assistant, it turns out. It's actually a better way to get to them.
Exactly. That way.
On another note, on this letter that went out with Naira that you were mentioning to me, I'm very concerned that, and it may, I'll go back and check, it may have come into the commissioner, but I don't remember seeing it. So there's a real problem if we're not, even if we're not advised ahead of time, which I have some issue with that, but we should be getting copies of anything that goes to the board.
Well, first off, I mean, that letter, it didn't go to the office. It didn't go to Tracy. It didn't go to Kyle. It went to John, it went to Jeff, it went to Ed.
Well, it's the second letter since the topic was, they recently sent another letter to random folks on the board.
Yes.
Yeah, to random people on the board. So I mean, we talked about this at our meetings last summer and last spring. We instructed Kyle to respond to Naira about it. He did, and we reported on that in July. They didn't say anything to it. I don't want to, Kyle, you tell them. I mean, you've certainly been the one who's been following this thing. But they didn't make a request to the board. They sent it to board members.
So the letter that went back to them, was there a letter that went back recently? Was that from the fund? back to them, then we should be aware of it. We should be copied. All I'm saying is.
You were copied.
Everybody's copied on it.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. It went to the commissioner.
When I say you were, I don't know who.
Okay, but I just want to make sure that, it hasn't come across my desk, and generally, he's pretty good about sending.
I usually copy you too on things that go ahead.
Okay, I'll check.
So.
Is that real recent, or has it been a while?
Last week.
Maybe it hasn't.
Well, to be clear, the letter went out, the letter went out from my office, and you sent copies to all the board members.
With an explanation.
Tracy and I discussed it, and so the copies went out from your office, not my office.
That's correct.
So it's an ongoing matter, but there's nothing to report on because it didn't even come formally to this board. It came to a couple of board members, which I thought was really improper, really, really improper. I can't see how an entity like NYRA has any, where they have the nerve to contact a board member about an issue that's being held by their legal department. I think that's unethical as anything. I don't understand how they could do that.
Jackie, because you're not at every meeting, at one of the meetings, the board decided that Kyle would be the point man on any talks with NYRA over that issue. But in the meantime, apparently they.
And I did have discussions with NYRA's council.
Their old council.
Their old council, but the changes.
Then he left, and then apparently they recently got a new one, so.
Yeah, it went to the commissioner. I have a copy of it.
Oh, okay. So it just hasn't gotten any.
So.
Okay.
Okay, that being, we have any more new business or old business or comments or anything? Everybody come to the party tonight in Saratoga for the breeders. Jeff is hosting for everybody who wants to come.
Why do you think I'm dressed like this?
We've only got 10 people in the room. Okay.
Make a motion.
Look for a motion to adjourn, made by Jeff.
She's in the.
The commissioner got it too.
She's in the agency.
Second.
Second by Bill. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned.